It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
This is Davin's Den.
All right, we are back. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. Very spirited, hopefully somewhat entertaining, first two portions of the show. Now we shall do some scamming scammers. I'll cue up that music as soon as I can freaking find it. One of these days you think I'd hire somebody to do this for me.
Cheers, Joe.
Cheers. Salud.
Salud.
Always and forever.
Yeah, you know, it shows how long we've been doing this shit. We would never put that music together.
Now. No, you know, I was just reflecting, you know, because I can't hear our bumpers when I'm at home, but here in the studio, I was just, all of a sudden I'm listening to this again. I'm reflecting and I'm going, this is some racist shit here.
She's not wrong. She's not wrong.
We ought to think about
it. Well, I wrote the bumper, and I wrote the bumper under directions from Davin. So it's like, we got to make a love song, and we have to emphasize where it's coming from.
Yeah.
It is what it is. We didn't do it to be racist. We did to emphasize the romance scammers and where it's
coming from. But our thinking around it was racist. We say that they're in huts. Yeah, this segment is not very woke.
This is not enlightened.
No, but that's okay.
Look, we haven't played the Jigaboo song in a while. I mean, we are taking steps.
What song is that?
Oh, stop it.
No, I don't know.
Now I have to search the archive. When did I approve
that? Play that?
I don't recall giving that one the go ahead.
Holy crap! I actually haven't heard that word in a really long time.
No, but then again, you know, we did do several Arabs on the arts, so anything possible.
Oh, and I totally take.
So that was more offensive against us.
It totally was offensive.
That we actually wrote shit and decided to do it in front of an audience.
are we gonna talk about the levels of how racist we were at each particular moment? No.
We're gonna talk about how Caroline wants my money.
Yes.
Just really quick, there's only two bits that I've ever done that. Like, I was the Guido bit that I did with Art of the Topless and Arabs of the Arts, where I'm struggling to make it work.
Oh, God.
All right, so last week with my lovely Caroline, she was trying to help me. Help me, let me help you, let me help you, help me, help you. So what she wanted was her agent, whatever the hell that means, just needed my banking information so he could deposit money so I could pay for my brother's Michael's medical
care. Yeah.
That's all she wanted.
She's only trying to help.
Sure. But fake Davin, being the stubborn prick that he usually is, we refused to give Caroline my banking information.
You're so difficult.
Well, you know, because I feel uncomfortable asking for help this way. I've told her I've made millions before. I'll do it again. She did not like my thinking.
Well, she just didn't like that you were asking any kind of questions whatsoever about all of a sudden this source of money.
Yes, we had it was very ugly. But she did give me his email address. Now, remember, his name is Joe. So I did, on January 26th of 2020, I emailed this agent.
Oh, I'm so happy.
I go, hello, Joe. Not you, stupid. I go, hello,
somebody
Joe.
Me that nice anyway.
Our mutual friend, Caroline Fuchs, told me you would like to lend me money. I don't usually borrow money, so I was curious to what your terms were and how much you wanted to lend. Sincerely, Davin.
I love this.
What?
It's a very nice, business-like, basic question.
Yeah. I'm not being a dick. She wants to let you help me help you.
Yeah.
So then we go to January 27th on Hangouts. She asked me, when are you coming? I go, working on it. Think I will fly into Birmingham. Remember, I don't know. I guess I'm supposed to go see her.
Oh, yeah. I we didn't talk about this.
No, but apparently I did.
Oh.
I think I'll fly into Birmingham. Remember, she said I could stay at her apartment at some point.
Oh.
I think I will fly into Birmingham. I'm supposed to be working this weekend. Sold out shows because I'm back in town. It's been a couple of years. I have contracts, so I need the owner of the clubs to let me out. Waiting for a call back. How are you feeling? She goes, okay. I go, how are you feeling, love of my life? Cherry on my Sunday. Girl with all the right curves and none of the swerves.
Hey, you.
Yeah, I know.
Whatever. You just fucking people don't love love like I do. And then she didn't say anything. So I go, I guess you don't want to talk. She goes, my phone is bad, remember? I go, it looks like you've been on almost all day. I guess her little light was
on.
I go, I just miss you, I guess. Can I call you tomorrow? She goes, okay. I go, good. It will be nice to hear your voice. Afternoon, evening, your time. And then we go to, what? All right. Then we go to.
Does she not answer you?
We continue. Well, we go on to January 28th, so she did not.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, you go, can we do this? And then it's like, we go on to the next day. It's like, no fucking answer. Good night.
Good night.
You know.
Peace out, motherfucker.
Right.
And that's offensive to mothers and fuckers. Madam Screwers, they prefer. She goes, hi, I'm still at the hospital anyways. Wait a minute, do I have the right days here? No, I am sorry.
Okay.
I am sorry. I am not doing the right time.
Okay, because you guys talking about the England trip was way
right.
before
yeah, yes.
when you
yes.
went there.
Yes.
Okay.
I have, okay.
All right, so that makes a lot more sense.
So the conversation I had, the email I sent to the guy was the right time frame.
Right. Because that was, you were talking about, well, let me, you know, reach out to this guy and discuss terms with him. So
yes.
that makes more sense.
That was accurate. Yeah. But now I need to find where the hell I am in February. I apologize. It's hard to do with this shit.
That's okay. When you're juggling so many fake people and their abilities to try to reach out and grab your wallet, you know, this shit happens.
Well, hopefully Joe will edit this out when we do the clips.
Yeah.
That's all we can ask. Joe to fucking edit.
That's okay.
But as far as the live show.
Yeah, I know.
It is here.
Well, that's a...
All right, let's see. I'm almost there.
Oh,
let's
good. See. Okay.
Almost there. All right. So, So now, February 27th in the proper time.
Mm-hmm.
Carolyn goes, has she contacted you? I go, who?
She's having pronoun trouble
yes.
here.
Yes, well, you know what? Maybe she needs to read the Brandeis list.
Or we were talking about Joanne. Mm-hmm. Is it Joanne or is it Joe? What are we talking about?
I don't know. Has she failed marriage. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Has she contacted you? You go, who? She goes, the agent. I go, not that I'm aware of. I'm surprised to even hear from you. Because remember, we were fighting so
yeah.
much. She goes, send me your Gmail so that I can give to her. I go, why are you writing? You've been so nasty towards me. Now we're in the right time frame.
the nasty? Oh, yeah.
Now we're in the fucking right place. So I go, no, they have not. I emailed the address you gave me yesterday. She goes, you're the reason I'm sad. You emailed and no reply. I go, correct. Well, you've called me incompetent and not worth your time, so I don't know why us ending would make you sad. It seems you are much happier without me. It would appear I never meant a thing to you. All right, so now we've established I've contacted this guy, but you don't want me, so what are we talking about? Now, if she's smart, it's time to kiss my ass. Time to powder my ass to hook me in to want to deal with this guy.
Because now you are like, it seems like you're... Although you're annoying her by asking questions and not just taking it wholeheartedly, why would you when you already supposedly flew to the country and she wasn't where she said she was going to be?
Yeah.
She's been lying. But the thing is, yeah, she should be powdering your ass because now you're reaching out to the guy. It's like, here's an opportunity for that person to lure you in too.
Yes. She goes, you mean a lot to me. I bet I do.
Yeah.
She goes, but we're still...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Financially, yes.
You mean, how many dollar signs do I mean? She goes, you mean a lot to me, but respect me. That's all I ask for. I go, your words tell a different story. I do respect you. You don't respect me. She goes, are you ready for the help now, or you're looking for a word to say? I go, a word to say? I don't understand what you mean. She goes, I mean, are you ready now? I go, why do you even care? It seems you feel you are much better without me, and I'm a burden and a waste. I've never had anyone speak to me in such a way. Well, actually, quite a few scammers have towards the end. I'm actually quite used to this language.
I just let it roll off my back, and I forget it happened.
You wouldn't be doing what you do if you were nice to me. She goes, I care because you mean a lot to me. How many zeros do I mean? She goes, get a WhatsApp and chat the bank manager from there. I go, then why hurt me? Why say you will block me? I go, I think I deserve an answer for those questions. Why would you try and hurt me when I am dealing with so much? She goes, I'm sorry if my words hurt you. I was angry, but I'm fine now. What's your phone carrier, baby? Baby, we're back. We're back. I got to tell you, I think she's reevaluated things.
Slow down. She used the phrase, who's your phone carrier, and then put baby on it. I don't think,
Joe, she's realized how much I mean to her. She regrets her language. And, you know, I'm sure she wants to have, like, a personal conversation with me.
And she wants to see what Verizon means to you.
Sure. Listen, she doesn't want me to have the issues with her that I had outside of Urgent Care today. She wants to make sure our phone carriers are compatible. She would hate for a bad connection. I resent you doubting her intentions, Mr. Curry.
Who's your daddy, Verizon?
Who's your daddy, Verizon?
At least Urgent Care was more honest with you.
Sure.
Yeah. Didn't go fuck yourself. At least
really?
Doing your knee.
I go, do you think I am incompetent and not worth your time? Be honest. I told you I don't have a carrier. I use burner phones.
Oh, that's right.
She goes, you got me, hun.
That's a good answer.
Thank you. She goes, you got me, hun. You really mean a lot to me. I love someone following my word. It makes me happy. I'm sure it does if it's followed with a fucking check. Because that's probably something very honest. Because if I actually do what they're saying, they finally have me where they want.
Absolutely.
I go, okay, I need to think about us. I need to figure out if I can look at you and trust you in the same way as I did. When I was at my lowest, you cut me to the core and messed me up. I really need to figure out if I can allow you to get that close to me again. So now, on the one hand, I've told her I've reached out to the guy who wants to bamboozle me. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, I'm going, you know what? I don't know if I want to do this anymore with you. And she's got to be going, son of a bitch!
I have to do so much backpedaling!
Why can't this motherfucker play nice?
Just tell the line, would you?
All right. Stop for one sec. Basically, on her end, you're dangling the carrot of millions. Also, you pushed her away again. So she's got to make a decision whether to get the baby powder out again with you and try to get back in to this million, you know, the millions of dollars you're going to be having, or tell you to go to... Tell you to go to hell.
Well, Joe, she actually takes a different tact. And not a surprising tact if you know Carolyn. Or most scammers. She goes, now you're making me feel bad again. Is okay. So now she is the victim. I have said you have cut me to the core when I needed you most, but now I'm making her feel bad again. We've seen this before.
It's okay.
Every fucking time.
Yeah, is okay. Okay, Carolyn. I go, it's not my intention, so now I gotta play into this and go, instead of going, are you fucking kidding me? I go, it's not my intention. I'm just being honest. Would you want to be with me if I could not let you get into my heart again? I never want to hurt you. That is a promise, but you fucked me up. And she goes, okay.
Okay.
All right, so now let us move on to, February 29th on Instagram, a different platform. I've not spoken to Caroline on Instagram in a while.
Oh.
I guess I saw Caroline motherfucking Fuchs. What's up, superstar? How is my favorite Forex Slayer? Is there a reason we are not talking? So now I am assuming they are not talking to each other.
Right.
But I am acknowledging...
DJ Davin is at it.
I don't get a response. So now we go to February 20th.
I don't get a response. Of course, because you're nuts.
Yeah. Caroline, motherfucking... I'd be like, stop reading there. Click.
So now I get in my little inbox an email from name John Doe. That's the name they're going with.
No.
John Doe.
Duh.
Email address doj97439@gmail.com. Now remember, this person said they're going as Joe.
He's got his own email address. Jesus.
Wow.
Jay Doe. That's hysterical.
I know.
I don't think so.
Oh, God.
I think it raises suspicion.
Oh, God. Not only is he dying in time zone, it's Jay Doan. What fucking balls on these people.
I know, really. Like, oh, I didn't see past that.
But it's kind of funny because at one,
it's so fucking funny.
But at one point, Joe gave them credit for like being on top of their game, and I think this again shows just how bad they are. Like make a little bit of effort,
right?
Do something.
You wouldn't notice this, John Doe, so much. So we're gonna make the fucking email the same thing. You know, what ball?
You know what would have been so much better if he was Joe Doe.
Joe Doe.
At least it would be Joe.
He goes.
God, that's funny.
He goes, thanks for contacting me. How may I help you? I go, hi. Has Caroline mentioned me to you? If so, what did she tell you? Best Davin. She goes, and I go, she felt I needed your help. We actually had a disagreement. I do not usually rely on other people. However, since you were kind enough to reply, I will ask what type of assistance you may provide. Let's play ball, motherfucker.
Bring it.
He goes, Caroline is an amazing lady who loves with her heart and soul. Well, is she now? Is she now?
And this is how we lead business negotiations.
This is how we lead. He's selling up Caroline. It makes me think maybe this is Caroline. Oh, maybe Caroline is John Doe.
No, I'm thinking this is Pimp Doe.
Could be Pimp Doe. He goes, and I quote, I be transferring money into your account. I be. Well.
I'll be loading you up with the
dough. Put your on the downside.
Oh, my God.
He continues. Once is been transferred. Once is been transferred. No. You just cash it out and pay your bills and also help on paying of my late mom bills since you're in the state.
Oh.
So he wants you to pay his late mom's bills as well?
Since I'm in the state.
Oh. Yeah. All right. Well, you know, we can do.
Sure. Common. I go, how do you know Caroline? I go, how much money do you want to put in the account? What is the interest rate? How long is the loan for?
Right.
I will be paying your late mom's bills? I don't understand. Could you kindly explain this process? By the way, all very valid questions.
I would say so.
Yeah.
How is it I'm paying for your mom's stuff now?
Yeah.
What?
He goes, what I mean by paying my mom bill, once the money is transferred to you, you have yours and send the rest to my late mom, lawyer, who lives in Toronto. Doesn't live in Toronto. We got a little side piece up in Toronto, this lawyer does.
Look, I don't care where you go on your sex vacation. Yeah. I just want to know what that has to do with me. By the way, Lisa says, John Doe emails fake bae.
So you have yours and send the rest to the late mom lawyer who lives in Toronto. Well, maybe Lisa, if it's Lisa Two Eyes, maybe she can help out.
Well, no, it's Lisa One.
Oh, we're one eye short of help.
Yeah. We don't have the Canadian connection this evening.
Hello, Lisa One Eye. He continues, you help me and I help you. What could possibly go wrong?
This sounds totally legit.
What's your account name of the bank? Oh, okay. So then we continue to March 1st. I go, sending money between Canada and the United States via bank is a nightmare. And it actually is.
Yes.
It takes forever and you get a terrible exchange rate and lose a lot of money to the various governments. The best way to do this may be for you to send me the money via Western Union. There is less red tape and the fees are lower and a better exchange rate. If we decide to work together, I would suggest you wire me a small amount at first. And from that small amount, I would wire half of what you send me to the lawyer in Toronto. This would show good faith by all parties. And if we needed to make any adjustments, we could do so without being a big risk for anyone. So how do you know Caroline again? By the way, this makes perfect fucking sense.
Wait a minute. How does it make sense?
Well, I'm happy to take scammer money. If this dumb motherfucker wants to send me money, let's do a Western Union where I give out no fucking information and I get to keeps the money.
That would be fine.
And also have your bank officer, Morris Maribe, deal with him as well.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Listen, sure.
For about a year and a half, least he could do is help.
Morris Maribe.
Morris Maribe.
He's going to send money to me.
But like seriously, like he should know that there's issues sending money in between countries.
Well, he's not pretending to be a banker. He's pretending to be big ass money mogul.
But I am helping.
Yes, you're helping him.
Now, do you think this will be received well?
Mm-hmm. No.
No.
You know, just two lads trying to do business across the world. I don't see what could possibly go.
Across the border.
Why not just send me the money wire? That would make it so much easier, buddy.
Yeah, like Pip was confused by what I was doing. To explain, I was trying to get money.
Well, for a second, I thought, is this the guy like switching over to MoneyGram or something? But I was like, when you explained it, I was like, oh, Davin's saying send me money. Okay.
So John Doe writes, and I quote, "Thanks, baby. When you're ready, let me know."
Wait, whoa,
thanks,
hey.
Baby.
Yeah.
Listen, we listen. I have not asked whether John Doe is a cock gobbler or not, so all bets are off. Which once again proves to what I said in segment two, always lead with, are you a cock gobbler, so you know what questions to ask next.
Never lead with, are you a cock gobbler?
Why, I have not asked if this person's an N-word. I must establish somehow who we are talking to.
I know, but you kept bringing up the Native American scenarios, and that's just wrong.
Thanks, baby. When you're ready, let me know. I go, what's your name? I go, so you would like to wire me some money and have me wire part of it to the attorney? And John Doe goes, I'm Joe by name.
Are you?
Once you're ready, you list all I ask. This motherfucker's not answering questions.
No.
And this person is not equipped to really get this to the next level.
This person's not paying any attention whatsoever.
Like,
he's not a fucking banker. He's a scammer.
Yeah, right, that's true.
But not a good scammer. Because theoretically, all right, I am going way further than most people do. I am interested in making this happen. Now we just have to allay any fears and close the deal. We are this close.
Yeah.
That's what we have. And they're doing a lousy job.
Really lousy, because he hasn't answered any questions. And he's calling you baby, which is a little forward.
Yes. I go, hi, Joe. I thought we agreed passing money through the banks was not the best way to do this due to the delays, red tape, extra service fees, and a poor exchange rate. I suggested you wire the money via Western Union, and I would pass on the money to Toronto. What is the lawyer's name in Toronto?
Great.
Once again, they must not be pleased.
They're like, God damn. This guy's such a royal pain in my ass.
So now we will continue to March 1st on Hangouts. And I say, good morning. She goes, morning. And then she writes, every moment is a fresh beginning. Happy new month.
That's pretty cool. You.
She wrote, yeah. I don't know, Joe, there was a flower there. It was a fucking meme. What do you want me to tell you?
Is she reading inspirational calendars now or something?
I go, are you suggesting we try and give us a fresh start?
Yeah.
And then I go, Joe and I have been in touch. She goes, amazing. What bank do you have?
Oh, jeez.
These motherfuckers are relentless.
Yeah.
I go, why amazing? I go, we are discussing things. We will see what we decide. More importantly, what are we going to do about us?
Yes. Let's.
You know, you're just accusing them. You just accused them of not answering questions. You're not answering theirs either.
I'm playing the game.
Yeah.
I'm just doing it better. I'm getting exactly what I need. They're not getting what they need.
That this is how it's
your
played.
Money.
Yeah.
She goes, I asked you a question. You're not answered me. I go, you have a one-track mind. That gives me an uneasy feeling. I told you it is being handled. Shut up, woman.
Did you say that?
No.
Oh God.
Oh, I said I told you it's being handled. She goes, what is being handled? I go, can we please talk about anything else besides my finances?
Yeah.
She goes, okay. I go, do we want to be together? I've missed you, Boo, but you really said some things that have me questioning if you even respect me, let alone love me. Do you want to be with me? She said, yes. We're back, baby. We're back. Things are finally coming fake Davin's way.
Yeah, for this paragraph.
Oh, shut up, you.
Well, you don't...
You just hate to see fake Davin happy.
You know, you kind of have your arm around the back of the couch. You don't exactly have your hand on her thigh, okay?
I would go for the tit if my arm was on the back of the couch. It's much closer than a thigh. Have you never groped a woman? What's wrong with you?
I'm rusty.
Apparently. You don't know how this is done at all. So if she's still even upright, if what I put in her drink is working, it's just not even an issue.
Okay, Cosby.
Don't be so rapey. All right.
Yeah, really. Can you be less rapey?
I don't want to offend rapists out there. I apologize. That's what we're trying not to offend, right?
That's exactly what
we're trying not. We're trying not to offend raper Americans
or serial killers. Right. Sorry,
we don't want to offend anybody. I go, do you respect me? I mean, I really need to know. Fights are fine. They happen. But if you really don't respect me and think I am incompetent, then we will never be happy together. I respect you and love you, Carolyn. But I need to know you feel the same about me. And when I'm on top of the world and when I am struggling, our love has to be the thing that is rock steady. What do you think? What do you think she says, kids?
Oh, I think that she changes the subject.
What do you think, Joe?
Yeah, it changes the subject.
Joe wasn't paying attention, so he just echoed what Pip said.
That's okay.
Joe's fucking monkeying around over there.
He knows I'm right.
Look at Joe in the fucking factory. Trying to rule of thumb says don't lose the thumb, stupid.
Yeah.
She says, I'm a little busy now. Can you imagine? You're having this conversation with this person. You're having these problems. Do you respect me? Yeah, I'm a little busy right now. That tells me nay. Nay. No, you don't.
Yeah, no, I don't even have time to listen to you talk about our relationship.
I go, seriously? It's 11:30 at night and I'm trying to see if we have a future. If I am that insignificant, then clearly we do not. If I am your king and you are my queen, as we say, then we must take priority.
Yeah.
She goes, and I quote, "Kay."
Oh my God.
Can you imagine?
I would be slapping some cock right about now. I'd be so mad.
Well, usually you're gobbling it.
Gobbling and slapping. That could all happen at
don't
the same
time. Don't you remember
time.
When we met in that comedy class all those many years ago? The first question I asked you, do you gobble cock? And we established the parameters, and from there we went.
There we go. And we're still here today.
It's a great opening salvo.
There you go.
Many a friend has been made this
Many
night.
A friendship has been forged by the opening, are you a cock gobbler? Then you know where this is going. Is this going to be sexual? Not sexual. Do you not like to gobble the cock, but you still like the cock. You just don't want to give it. So many ways we can go. What type of cock do you gobble?
Is this going to be polite, or are there going to be no holds barred?
Yeah. I go. What's okay? Can you talk now?
Okay.
And she doesn't answer. Then we go to also on March 2nd of 2020, I go, so now you deleted where we said we love each other. If you no longer love me, why not just tell me? Because it was a comment on one of her posts, because you know I would do that. I marked my territory.
Oh, yeah. She deleted it.
Yeah, I go, if you have another man, why not just tell me? If you no longer wish to head to California and visit your family, why not tell me? After all our time together, for better or worse, I am not owed at least a courtesy?
Yep. You know, that's very, very telling in just, forget scammer relationships, just in regular relationships. Mm-hmm. If you're saying something that's really familiar that shows that you're in a relationship and they take it down, oh, hell no.
Oh, yeah. That's just over.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be a conversation and you won't like it.
I won't.
What's the matter? I don't have a pen for you.
No. Trollop. Okay. I think that is a good place to end it.
Okay.
So on Instagram, she is distancing herself from me, and she is not responding. On Hangouts, I am driving her mad, and she is being a distant twat. And on emails, I am frustrating John Joe because I have questions and they have no answers. I am currently fighting a three-front war. I don't know if I'm winning or losing, but fighting I am.
Well, there seems to be a ceasefire on Instagram, but there is a two-front war.
I would beg to differ. That is certainly shots fired.
Taking down the stuff? Yeah, that's true.
I mean, because remember with Belinda, too, when she started, like, taking down my shit? Like, remember when I had my own little separate page because I couldn't go on the main page?
Yeah.
Because I asked questions. And then she started removing pictures from my own little Facebook page?
And it's like, dude, I can't even have this? Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. So I mean, Sarah, we have some problems here.
I think so.
It's going to cost you money to get back in their good graces. That's why they do that.
Well, Joe, I'm willing to pay any price necessary, Joe. You know that's my motto. Any price to talk to these people.
Joe, you know,
but you're not paying a dime of it.
Some might say I am chewing them down. I would not say that because it's offensive. Some might say they're being gypped. I would not say that because I might offend gypsies, unlike Cher's song Gypsy Woman.
Well, that was way before we knew that this was offensive.
Unlike the moth, which no longer goes by Gypsy Moth.
Well, Joe, you know, out of habit, when I started to talk to you, I just turned to the left and I realized that might be offensive to you.
Yeah. The way she turns at me, she knows I don't turn that way. So what do you guys make of this?
Oh, I think you're frustrating. I think you just are really frustrating them. And the guy that the original person has on board emailing you is just so busy with other clients, quote unquote, they can't even remember that you're a dude, so they don't call you baby.
It is a little disheartening.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, I think they slipped on that.
You think because they can't remember if I'm a man or a woman and what their name is, it might not be their finest moment. I'll tell you what, Joe once again has never been more on point than he has been the past 2 weeks.
There you go.
Unless
I've got my thumb on the pulse.
You certainly do. Unless they don't want to offend, so they're calling me both, you know, man and woman, because apparently maybe they think I'm gender fluid.
Yeah. Well,
and believe me, I'm sure you've been talking with the bank in regards to getting a mortgage. I don't think one at any point during the process they called you baby.
I don't know. Where do you bank?
I insisted. We shan't do business unless you call me baby.
Well, Lisa, by the way, Lisa said that Cher would be offending gypsies, tramps, and thieves, and I told her that I'm a tramp and I am offended.
And Joe's a thief and he's offended.
There you go.
My work here is done.
Outrage.
Everyone's offended. We should end the show.
And I'm offended. And Cher is offended sailors on aircraft carriers. She was not wearing standard issue attire when she was prancing around that aircraft carrier.
Listen, when you got a what is that? The torpedo launcher between your legs?
I call it a cock. Thank you.
That's what you should have played when I came out on stage in Kentucky. I would have walked right.
Gypsies, tramps, and thieves.
No, I think he's going when I turn back time.
Oh well, yes.
Only if you wore that outfit.
Oh, Joe, there's a lot of manscaping in your future.
You know, it's funny. I just saw that video not too long ago, like within the past week. Not a female sailor on the ship.
No.
Just a bunch of fucking guys ogling this woman dancing around on their aircraft carrier with half an outfit on. like you would admit. I guess, you know what? I guess you would admit. You can make that video now. I mean, we just had
sure.
that. Yeah, I mean, yeah, because we have, we just had, you know, wet-ass pussy. So, yeah.
Yeah, really.
I wonder what the Admiral would have said if he came on board.
Where do you think she started the evening? How'd you like to see my submarine?
How'd you like to see my wet-ass pussy?
Would you like to woman my torpedo?
The female naval officers were hanging off the back of the bridge smoking and going, Jesus Christ.
Again with these guys, enough. If I could turn back time. How about if you could suck a cock? We have a fleet of seamen here. If I could suck a cock.
That's a lot of semen.
Yeah, that jaw is going to need a fucking break. Those sailors.
If I could do a run and knob.
If I could gobble a cock.
Dueling offensive songs.
You know what? I've never wanted to be more in the Navy than I did watching that video.
Now I know why my dad was in the Navy.
Not for nothing, though. I feel like in that video, Cher had a flat ass.
Kind of.
Yeah, I mean, like, it wasn't something you said in the 80s because flat asses were in, but ever since Sir Mix-a-Lot,
yeah.
I think we want a little junk in the trunk.
You know what? Yeah. I was before my time.
You were certainly before your time.
I had tons of junk in my trunk, and nobody wanted that junk.
And now you have junk in both your trunks.
Well played, sir. Well played.
All right. Let's, on that note... Get out of here. All right. We would like to thank Sensei Russ for his consideration.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Russ. We certainly appreciate it. And Side Splitting Productions, you guys need an entertainment. Call me. 551-404-3094. The best comics. Go to sidesplittingproductions.com. Great for parties, restaurants, fundraisers. A good time will be had by all. Joe, are you going to be anywhere?
Yeah, at my family farm upstate for the holiday.
Nice.
That's it.
Oh, that's right. It's the 4th of July.
Yeah.
That's right. I got that's another fucking deadline I have to work on. Oh, fuck. I got to get a bunch of stuff done by the 4th of July.
Oh, why?
Because I might be reviving my the technology desk. Remember I did that when we were nationally, when the show was nationally syndicated?
Yeah.
They had the morning news program.
Yeah.
Well, now the company I've been talking to for mm-hmm. low these many years, but again, this show, nationally syndicated again, is taking over that morning news program. So we are talking about reviving the technology desk, so which would pave the way for getting this show on.
Nice.
So I have to come up with, I have the 10 stories, mm-hmm. but now I have to record them. And apparently I need to speak slower, and that was, the demos were me speaking slowly. And take pause where I'm supposed to pause. Like, apparently, like, when I read, because I guess I run out of breath.
Yeah.
So, like, I have to make sure I can get to the comma and the sentence.
Right, right, right.
So.
It, you know, it takes a lot of discipline.
And I have none. I have not been professionally trained in any of this, as
right.
all of you can tell.
Well, but you know what? Practice helps, and you'll get there.
I got to get this shit done by the 4th of July. So.
Okay, well, you know what? Do your best.
That's what I have been doing, and that wasn't good enough. So I need to do somebody else's best. My best
Welcome
in cutting
to my
it.
World.
Much like the New York Yankees, try ain't getting the job done.
No.
I will be going to the Yankee game tomorrow night. First time in several years. I look forward to the disappointment.
Good for you, though. I hope it's not quite as brutally hot as it has
been. I'm sure it will be. Yeah. I'm sure it will be brutally hot. And before I go, I must talk with my mother, because my mother always needs a fucking preamble. You know, she did this, and then we really must go.
Okay.
She goes, well, I have to talk to you. Make sure you come 15 minutes early.
Okay.
First of all, anytime somebody says anybody wants to talk to me, I got to tell you I don't want to talk. Yeah. As has often been said, I got to talk to you. Would you like a chocolate cake or a Bavarian cream-filled cake? It's never that.
No.
It's like, we need to talk. What type of hookers do you prefer? It's never that.
Yeah.
It's always shit I don't want to talk about. Yeah. And that always sets me off. Going, no, I don't want to talk. I don't want to talk.
We have to talk is definitely a sphincter tightener.
Yes. So that I go, can't you just tell me on the phone? No. I can't tell you on the phone because I don't have a landline like you have. I'm like, nobody's listening to this shit. Nobody cares.
Because I don't have a landline.
Yes.
Is the reason you can't.
So now I must. Now we are dealing with. They are listening. I'm like, do you understand the horrific shit I say on stage? Do you understand the horrific stuff I say during this show? I assure you. Nobody's listening. If they were listening, I'd have to deal with the authorities long ago.
I cannot imagine a scenario where the feds are after your mom.
Well, whatever she's going to say. No, I need to get there 15 minutes early and make sure nobody's around.
Are you going to have to scan the room for bugs?
I can't with this. I can't with the fucking insanity anymore. Pip Helix should not be one of the more stable people in my life. That should be nobody's rule of thumb.
I'm
if you could
sorry.
Still say rule of thumb, which you can't, because you know how the British used to smack them bitches around with the, using the rule of thumb.
Yeah.
So don't use that. But T. Joe, I just use rule of thumb. So,
there you go. It happens.
So yeah.
I'm very sorry to be that person in that position in your life, because damn.
I can't. And the neighbor's fucking nuts. The
neighbor, oh, yeah.
I was talking to Pip before the show. Neighbor, very nice lady. fucking has a brain injury. Seriously, has a brain injury.
Oh,
and,
boy.
And they don't have a car because she totaled the fucking car. Joe, you'll appreciate this. While driving, she threw the car into park. Carno, like...
Oh, God!
I'm sure the transmission plates appreciate it, too.
Transmission, engine, it all needs to be done.
Oh.
So now she needs my wife to continuously drive her around, and my wife is much nicer.
The Buick.
The Buick's in the shop, Joe.
Oh, right.
And no, you're not letting this mean. You're letting... Really? After what I just told you, go, here, borrow the car. Are you insane? Are you stupider than I thought? I don't think that's possible.
I made the mistake of making myself known to said crazy neighbor by accident. I made eye contact, and now I'm afraid to come up here again.
Well, the cop's wife on my other side does not like her as well. Yeah. But they know we're moving, so I've already told them you adopt the other neighbor when we're gone. This is your problem because we're not going to be next door neighbors. So this is your issue now. So the countdown begins.
Oh, she was like, "Oh, hell no!"
Oh, pretty much, yeah. Pretty much. Which I really like this woman because she hates people as much as I do.
Good.
So we seem to get along fine, mm-hmm. And obviously I get along well with her husband. but yeah, my wife is operating on a completely different fucking level. But as I explained to Pip beforehand, before the show, this becomes my problem because shit rolls downhill. And I am a problem solver. So we need, and as I explained to Pip very briefly before the show, the best way to solve all problems, fellas, is isolate your woman.
And you know what's really scary is that as we were talking, it was starting to make sense to me. So I think I've already got Stockholm syndrome going on.
So you ladies who need to be social butterflies and talk to other people, no. It's going to cause you stress. Yeah. It's going to stress you out because the more people you encounter, the more people are going to have expectations, the more you're going to disappoint you. Stand by your man, preferably two steps behind. All right, on that note. What? I'm in the basement. It's good.
Nothing, my king.
Yes! See, that's why I love these African women. They get it. I am their king. That's why I am drawn to these real African women in these fake relationships.
You know, it's got to be an ego boost for a little while, but you know it's pretty flimsy.
It is an ego boost for a little while. It is. Anytime somebody's fucking obedient and compliant, first of all, I must take a double take. Well, this can't be a woman.
Baby.
Because you know what it is? American women, enough with the opinions.
Oh, no, that's not happening.
You know what we should do, Joe? Before we meet women, we should make them take a survey on their beliefs and their points of view because we want a diverse set of belief system.
There you go.
That's what we should do. That governor's onto something there.
You know we're going to lie on that form.
Fucking conniving bitches, Joe. Every single one of them.
You should have seen the shocked look on his face. Like, this is news.
Yeah, whores. Like when you said, I'm the biggest and the best. I know. Whores, all of you. Lying twats. All right. Which is the way I like my twats. Lying. I'm just kidding, women. Fucking disobey. Do what you're going to do. It's America. Fuck shit up. I don't care. I don't care. We all look up to the squad. All right. Was quite the fucking rant to end the show. All right, let's shall we?
Yeah.
I
think so.
Oh, Joe's fading. He's out of liquor.
I gotta start the grill.
Seriously? Oh. It's after 10. Oh my god, it's after 10. Enough of this shit. I got editing to do. All right.
I gotta drive home. Fuck y'all.
That was proper. Fuck y'all. That's how you do it. You didn't say fuck you, ladies and gentlemen.
Fuck you, folks.
Fuck you, fuck. Pip, you've learned. Brandeis has helped. We've helped people tonight. All right. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Tell no one.
Fuck, I didn't cue up the music.
He gets so shocked at like telling me to be obedient.
I fucked it up. Either way, keep on listening or watching.